This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm tough on Nikki Haley because I'm tough on fakes. I don't like fakes. There's no reason to fake it. And I get it. We've all been fakes at some point in life. Maybe some of it you're still faking a little bit, but don't be a total fake. I was a fake it till you make it years ago when I was young. I don't fake it anymore. If I've got it, I'll tell you. If I don't, I don't. It isn't a measure of can I get it. I've never thought I could never be a multimillionaire or a billionaire. There just came a point in life where that didn't matter as much to me as it did originally. So it was over. I didn't care. I don't care about the accolades. I don't care about, you know, somebody go, ooh, Kevin's a big deal. I care about none of that anymore. And I know you got to have it. People are like, well, you know, Kevin, unless you're a big deal. One of my buddies, he talks about the number of people that he gets to come to these events, and he's talking about having me come to these major events. And he said to me, Kev, he goes, I want to invite you to this NBA final. He goes, but the guy who did the invitation wants me to bring big, you know, ballers, guys that are like big deal. And I go, well, I'll just film them, you know, because I want to get some B-roll. But he was inviting me to it. And he says, to me, you're a star. By the way, to this guy, I'm a big star. But to the people that he's in circles with, I'm not. These are sports people. My sports days are way over. So, you know, and it's funny when you think about when you're a big shot. There are pastors, for example, that are a big shot as pastors, but nobody knows them. The guy that is the best bowler in the world, 99% of the people in the world don't even know who he is. You got to really do something big to break through. And then the question is, have you really broken through? I'm watching this series on Deion Sanders called Prime. Everybody knows Deion. I'm glad he's found religion and he wears it on his sleeve now. But, you know, has he really broken through? Certainly more than I have. No question about it. I'm no Denzel. Maybe even he is. And I know there are many people that want to hang out with him. But for what reasons? And when I look, when I see Nikki Haley, that's what I think about. A person who wants to be. A person who was given a shot. And then she blew it and continues to blow it, but wants your vote. All this to tell you about ESPN. I don't know if you guys saw this. They said the network made up fake names for Emmy Awards so that they could get statuettes for their on-air talent who were ineligible to receive the awards. So ESPN had operated this scheme, they called it, since 2010. They submitted names of fake individuals with the same initials under the guise of associate producers. Then they re-engraved the statuettes and delivered them to their on-air personalities. So anybody that would accept that trophy is accepting a fake. Now, you can argue, well, Kevin, they're just as good as the other announcers. Maybe. I don't know. There are people that are in the Radio Hall of Fame that... Do they deserve it? Probably. Do I deserve it? Don't know, don't care. See, when you're coveting the trophy, when you're strategically trying to get the Pulitzer Prize, you're strategically trying to get the Nobel Prize, you no longer become interested in just the job you're doing and letting the results speak for themselves. You become political. You start orchestrating it. There are other people out there, they just do it. And the surprise should be, what? I won what? I remember when Neil Bortz got inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame, and it was a big deal. And then he gave up his show, and I got a call, and they said, Kevin, we're going to put you in a couple of Neil Bortz's markets. And I was like, wow, that's really cool. I get to follow Neil, you know, the great Neil Bortz. And they put me in, and they said, it's a trial basis. We don't know how the audience is going to accept you because we did it before, and it was they had a mutiny on their hands when they did a substitute for somebody. So they put my show on, and they got no complaints. In fact, Joe called me. He says, Kevin, I got to tell you, this is the freakiest thing I've ever seen in my multi-year career in radio. He goes, we got nothing but good news about the switch. And I was like, are you kidding? He goes, no. He goes, it worried me until I got one bad report. And he goes, let me read you what this lady said. And he read me what the lady said. He goes, that's the only one we got. Everything else is glowing. They were actually happy. But let me tell you where the ultimate compliment came. Neil Bortz heard my show in that market. He connected with me on Twitter. And he sent me a tweet that said, I'm off the radio, but if you want to hear a guy who is taking the mantle, go check out Kevin Jackson. Now, this is a guy that's in the Radio Hall of Fame telling people, that's my replacement. He's awesome. That's better than any trophy. See, there are people out there looking for accolades. They're looking to Nikki Haley wants the job of president, not because she's earned it, not because she can do better than the other person, but only because somebody cajoled her to do it. And they've given her a false sense of bravado where she actually thinks she can do the job. Donald Trump really didn't want the job. He had better things to do. He'd been doing them. He knew what he was going to face, and he did it anyway. Nikki Haley has been strategically trying to do politics her whole life. That's how she got to be governor. You don't get to be governor of a state without wanting to be in the politics. And then after that, she finagled to get become part of Trump's administration. And after that, she stabbed him in the back so she could run for the office that she's not qualified for, and that would essentially show no loyalty to the man who helped her get there. But she wants your vote. Anyway, back to ESPN. So these people, they said some members of our team were clearly wrong in submitting certain names that may go back to the 1997 Emmys, Emmy categories, where they were not eligible for recognition or statuettes. This was a misguided attempt to recognize on-air individuals who were important members of our production team, is what ESPN said in defense of what they did. So they just faked it. They may, you know, give yourself your own trophy. I didn't win the Olympics. I'm going to give myself my own Olympic medal. So what? I didn't run. I didn't even go. Look, I get it. These guys think they deserve it. Okay. And maybe they do. I really don't know. I'm not here to judge. But if you're not eligible for it, then you're just not. It's like saying, why didn't I get an NBA, you know, trophy when I played football? You can't have it. Why would you want it? Why would you want something you technically aren't supposed to get? That should make you question yourself.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I don't listen to many other people, and I told you guys, I don't watch news, MSNBC, any of that stuff. I only get the clips. Tucker's no exception, not because he's not a great guy. Tucker's a very intelligent guy. We think so much alike, it's scary. My best interviews on Fox were many times with Tucker. But I want to play this clip that Tucker made, and I'm going to play it in different order. But and to be honest with you, I hadn't really thought about piling more on Nikki Haley because we've talked enough about her. But what Tucker is talking about with respect to her supporters, I think is relevant. And I want to begin towards the middle of this clip that he did, where he mockingly explains who Nikki Haley is and how she's being presented to us. And because we are going into New Hampshire, and they have stacked the deck against everybody in New Hampshire, they want Nikki Haley to look like she has done so well in New Hampshire. And as you'll hear from Tucker, she's spending $3 million a week in New Hampshire. Compared to DeSantis, it's practically none. So she wants to take second place in New Hampshire to act as if that's going to do something, you know, revolutionary for her. And I think the real rude awakening of these people is this. Number one, you're not going to impact Donald Trump's constituents. I don't believe New Hampshire is going to be any different than anywhere else in the country. Donald Trump should win New Hampshire in a landslide, probably again in a majority, certainly in a plurality, in a significant plurality, double digit. But what they want you to believe with Nikki Haley, with all this big spending, and you, it's going to surprise you who's actually funding this, because the same person funding this is funding the case of this nutcase E. Jean Carroll against Donald Trump. And if that doesn't wake you up enough to the idiocy of the left, wait till you hear more. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson Show. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So we're going to begin with Tucker's clip at the end where he mocks Nikki Haley, and he's sarcastically telling you who she really is by telling you what they're positioning her to be.
The next skirmish in this ongoing battle is going to take place a week from today in New Hampshire. And hard as it is to believe, Nikki Haley could do pretty well there. She could even win the New Hampshire primary, potentially. How's that possible, you ask? Well, it's taken a lot of coordinated effort and, above all, an awful lot of money. Judging from available disclosures, Nikki Haley's team is burning through about $3 million a week in New Hampshire. By contrast, Ron DeSantis seems to be spending zero there. Now, much of Haley's money comes not from Republicans or conservatives, but from committed Democratic partisans. Anti-civilization activist Reid Hoffman, for example, is a major Haley supporter. Reid Hoffman is the founder of LinkedIn. He's a friend of Jeffrey Epstein's. He was a visitor to Pedo Island, in fact. He's also the guy who funded E. Jean Carroll's sexual assault case against Donald Trump. Reid Hoffman is a Democratic mega donor. In 2020, he gave $1 million to David Brock's American Bridge PAC. That's a group designed to physically harass Republican candidates. Hoffman's money has also helped to prop up the authoritarian governor of California, Gavin Newsom, as well as many others on approximately the same team. So you know exactly who he is. What's interesting is this cycle, Reid Hoffman is all in on Nikki Haley. His cash is paid for one of the most shameless propaganda operations in memory. So the very same people who told you 4 years ago that Joe Biden was a jovial, moderate grandfather is trying to return America to normal, those same people are now trying to sell Nikki Haley as a conservative woman of principle. And one of the most enthusiastic peddlers of this absurdity is the neoliberal governor of New Hampshire, Chris Sununu. He's been stumping for Nikki Haley in multiple states. Now, you may not know much about Chris Sununu. He gets relatively little attention outside of New England. His charmlessness makes him a terrible TV guest, so they don't put him on very often. But there's probably no Republican officeholder in the country who hates Republicans more than Chris Sununu does. At one point a few years ago, he complained that there were just too many whites in New Hampshire. Sununu has far more in common with Joe Biden than he does with the residents of, say, Coos County. Listen to Chris Sununu explain how Nikki Haley is the natural leader of conservative Republicans because she's got her bony finger directly on their pulse.
When you put all that package together of experience, the fact that she is the wife of a combat veteran, the fact right. that she's a mom, the fact that she brings some humanity to a lot of these very tough issues, and most importantly, again, it's not a big government solution out of Washington that we're promised. She looks at every issue through the eyes of the voters, through the electorate.
She looks at the issues through the eyes of the voters. She's channeling you. Because the thing about Nikki Haley is, she's just totally real. She's America's most authentic person who somehow wound up in this phony business of politics, probably against her will. She's doing it for your sake. But Nikki Haley knows what Republican voters care about because she feels it deeply in her soul. It's reflexive. She leads from her gut. She sees the world through your eyes. Nikki Haley is not a bloodthirsty, power-mad feminist robot who takes millions in cash payoffs from the people who make weapons of mass destruction in exchange for promoting their wars. Oh, no, not at all. Nikki Haley is one of us. We can trust her.
Welcome back, everybody. There's so much to unpack there. The latter part, of course, where Tucker is mocking Nikki Haley, and he says she couldn't be this bloodthirsty feminist robot who takes money from weapons manufacturers, and that's exactly what she is. And the person who pointed that out on the campaign trail was Vivek Ramaswamy. He's the one who finally said she's made her money giving speeches, you know, and being in the weapons business and promoting wars, and she's a war hawk. And I will tell you, I like most presidential candidates. I give the Republican presidential candidates, I give some benefit of the doubt to. I don't like their styles necessarily, but I at least go, well, I think their hearts may be in the right place. This is the rare time where I've said to myself, I would not support Nikki Haley, and you guys have heard me say it. And the reason is simple. She is, as Tucker is pointing out, one of the most disingenuous people that I've seen in politics. Now, let's go back and talk about some of the things Tucker said earlier. Reid Hoffman, who is a Democrat mega donor who funded Bridge PAC, who is set up to harass Republican candidates, and he's all in on Nikki Haley. Why? He's become a major Haley supporter, as Tucker called it, shameless propaganda operation to make her look better than what she is. Selling her as a conservative woman when in fact she's anything but. And I already talked earlier about Chris Sununu, and I talked earlier about Nikki Haley. Chris Sununu hates Republicans, but what did I tell you about him? He was asked, would you support Donald Trump if he gets the nomination? And he said he would. Now, what's he doing? He has organized. I want you to understand, the governor of New Hampshire has worked with the entire apparatus of New Hampshire in order to get Nikki Haley. You know what they're fighting to get her? Second place. They're doing everything they can. Reid Hoffman is pouring money in. Sununu's telling them where to put it. These are Democrats working with rhinos, all in an attempt to knock DeSantis out of the number two spot so Nikki Haley can act as if she's got a real chance to win. You gonna let this happen? I'm gonna do everything I can to stop it.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A judge in Manhattan will not drop charges against Daniel Penny in last year's New York City subway chokehold killing. Penny is the 25-year-old U.S. Marine veteran caught on camera restraining Jordan Neely, a homeless man.
It's a win for Jordan's family. It's a win for everybody who stood up for houselessness, for mental health.
Attorney Dante Mills represents the Neely family. Penny's lawyers argue he was defending himself from Neely, who he claims to have been acting dangerously erratic with other passengers. It was a record low night for TV ratings at the Emmy Awards this week. Monday's 75th annual Primetime Emmy Awards, hosted by Anthony Anderson, registered 4.3 million total viewers. Nielsen TV ratings data shows the Emmys' 0.85 viewership rating among wage-earning adults was a new low for the awards show. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Why can't politicians stop playing games? What are the media? Why can't the media do its job and actually report the real news? Why does social media have to interfere with our voices? What gave them the ability to say, you're lying, this is information, disinformation, whatever, and they still do it? Who gave them that power? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I'm going to ask you a lot of questions. It's going to seem like, Kevin, you're putting it out there as if we're hopeless. No, you know from listening to this program, it is never hopeless. Quite the contrary. This program is meant to lift you up, to give you tools of the trade, things that you can use to win these little micro battles that you fight each and every day. Has you afraid to post? Has you afraid to wear Trump gear or get some of our merch? Drink out of that Trump mug we got. Some of the most creative stuff in our store. I hope you go there and check it out. Shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. I'm going to give you hope. I'm going to give you tools, things for the toolkit. But I'm going to have to remind you of the things that you're missing, the things that the left has been doing to you systematically with this methodology that just weakens you. It's just to the point where you're like, whew, why am I so tired all the time? Because they're putting arsenic in your coffee. Why can't we believe anything that's reported in the news, on social media, when politicians say it? I played a clip of Nikki Haley the other day. We're going to go to Washington and we're going to term limit them. She could serve four presidencies. She would not term limit anybody. She's a total fraud. And I've gotten to where I don't like frauds because too many people make promises that they don't deliver on. I hate to tell you this, folks, a little bit of a inside baseball. Conservatives do it too. Those that call themselves that, they're not real conservatives. Because a real conservative, you can take him at his word. Him or her. But these people, you can't take, what they tell you is not what it is. They always have their fingers crossed behind their back. Why is there always an agenda? And why is that agenda always against us? When are we going to get real justice for the real traitors that are in our government? The people who stole an election, the people who then set up January 6th to make it look like that there was an insurrection, the people who suborned that big fat lie of an insurrection, and then continue to press you. In fact, every article that I post, I put something in there that says something along the lines of, so that Trump can serve his rightful second term. My web team, you know what they told me? I'll get it out. My web team said, Kevin, we can't monetize your articles because you put that in there and it gets flagged as misinformation. Now, as much as I would love to keep it out and go, well, the controversial 2020 election, and maybe get a paycheck, I said, I'm going to say it in every article. Go read my articles. So what are we doing? Internally, Terry goes, we're just going to build our own ad server, and we're going to find people willing to, you know, to advertise inside of the family, if you will. And that's how we'll do it. People who believe as we do. By the way, the majority of the country knows that Joe Biden stole the election, that the Democrats stole the election. The majority of the country knows it and believes it. But it's still considered misinformation. The majority of the country knows that the vaccines killed people. It did more damage than good. But it's still considered misinformation. And I could go on. All these things that we've been talking about for years now. Completely debunked. The conspiracy theories have been proven to be true. They're not conspiracy theories. They're fact. They're point of fact. And you still get marked. And they don't want you to make a living. They want people to, if you go interview for a job, you're an election denier. I mean, I can't believe that you were suborning an insurrection. How could we hire you? You mean, how could you hire me for telling you the truth? Isn't that the type of employee you want? So you want employees that can be told one thing, even though it's a lie, and they go with it. Or you want employees who are willing to propagate a lie. You want employees that are willing to make lies up. Versus those that say, I'm going to tell you the truth. Fox News is a perfect example. These are people, Kevin, you better take it back about Blasey Ford being a lying skank. We got some skanks at work here. They're offended. If you think you're a skank, so what? That's on you. I was very specific in who I said a skank was, and I'll be doggone if I take it back. Friend of mine talked to me the other day, an acquaintance, I should say. He says, you know what, Kevin? He goes, I got to hand it to you, bro. You take nothing back. I go, why would I? Why would I? I have thought about these situations. Before I made the comment about Blasey Ford, do you know, first of all, I called BS when she first spoke out. I could have called her a lying skank from Jump Street, but I didn't. I waited. I heard what she had to say. I looked at all the things, and when she scrubbed her background and started talking about her hippocampus and her hypothalamus or whatever, and I went, okay, we're done. It was a solid month of listening to the nonsense, watching Kamala Harris and Cory Booker laugh at a man who was at the pinnacle of his career, who had done everything he could have done the right way to rise to the level where he could be offered the highest thing he could be offered in his field, and it was a torture for him. And I said to myself, nobody should have to go through that. No man or woman should have to go through that, especially over lying skanks. That was when I got fed up. And partially it was because I have sons, all boys. And I always do that in my comedian thing too. But I have four sons. They do happen to be all boys. And I was like, I'm not going to do anything that is going to jeopardize what my sons may have to go through decades from now, trying to remember where they were or whatever, having to pull geo-tracking from when they were 18 years old because some girl claims that they, you know, accidentally bumped into their arm. He sexually harassed me. We were in Italy. I didn't know him, but he passed by me and he bumped me. I was feeding the pigeons. It's so traumatizing. I'm so sick of these people. I'm at a point now where I'm fed up beyond belief. I'm sick of their games. They're cancers in the body politic. And you got to ask yourself, why can we not excise this cancer? If you got a cancer, you should cut it out. Academia has cancers. In fact, every city in America has cancers. They're called colleges and universities. Those cancers need to be cut out. And inside of those colleges and universities, the focused surgery needs to be cut out of these leftist professors now in all walks of life. It's not just in the humanitarian and the arts. It's in physics and math and sciences, other sciences. It's everywhere. It's pervasive. Why can't we get rid of these cancers? The Jeffrey Epsteins of the world, operating in full view of leftists, in full view of the Me Too movement, and nobody saying a word. The Harvey Weinsteins. If you get a chance, you should watch this Jeffrey Epstein special that's on Netflix. You should watch it. This guy was an absolute terror. He sexually abused hundreds, if not thousands, of girls. And it is a quintessential power thing where he would show these people how powerful he was, hanging out with presidents, prime ministers, you name it, the richest men in the world. And he had a certain girl that he preyed on, ones that would be caught up in the, oh, I get to travel and I get all these things. Oh, my gosh. They just overlooked all the other stuff because it was made to be like, well, look, you're traveling with us. You're part of this, quote, family, but I get to do whatever I want with you. And leftists said nothing. To them, there's no pedophile ring. And in fact, they try to normalize it. NAMLA, Jeffrey Epstein's okay. Harvey Weinstein's okay. And then they get caught. And then all of a sudden the Democrats are, I don't know. I hope I'm not on the list. And then the subterfuge begins. I planned on playing a Tucker clip to reinforce, because I talked earlier about, and I gave the secret of what is the real reason black leftists vote Democrat. It's not what you think. And it was in the third segment of the first hour of today's broadcast. And it's well worth you listening to. Because that golden ticket is what the left has been using. And we're going to talk about it now because I have to wait for the next segment. But I'm going to play Tucker's clip. And we're going to talk about it in that context. And the same again about Nikki Haley. Because it's all tied together to me. Why do black leftists vote Democrat? It's mind-blowing. Sit tight, folks. We'll be right back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Racism everywhere for the left, boy. Racism everywhere. And it's funny because the astute among you, the people that listen to my show and many other shows, the conservatives, the true conservatives, you're finally starting to push back. You're finally starting to say, I'm not apologizing for being white. I'm not going to feel sorry for you for being black. I'm not going to feel sorry for you for being born a woman. If you can't figure out what to do with your attributes, the thing that God gave you, the thing that makes you special in the world, shame on you, not shame on me. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And unlike most shows that give that out because it's like it's become the norm in radio repetition, I'm going to tell you again, please jot down the Kevin Jackson Network. .com 844-551-8255. I want to talk to you. I want to know who you are. I want your support in whatever way you can give it. I've been on the phone with people. In fact, I would encourage the people that I've spoken to, call me. And if you don't get me, leave a message and tell them, yeah, I spoke to Kevin. Here's what we did. Here's what I've done to help. I want people to know that what I'm telling them is true. I did a segment on my cousin Missy the other day. She sent me a note right after and said, cuz, I listen to you every single day. And I text her back, love you, and she texts me back, love you more. I tell you guys, my family listens to the show. Friends I went to school with listen to this show. People that I've spent time with and all over the place listen to this show. Donors listen to this show. I can't say anything on this show that isn't verifiable or that somebody would go, it didn't happen that way, Kevin. You better, boy, you know it ain't that way. No, I tell you exactly what's going on. Sometimes people that listen to the show when we're with me, they say, Kevin, am I going to be on the show if I do this? I go, I won't say anything on the show that you don't want me to say. But if I happen to be with you, like I was trying to get to Florida to see Andy and Bob and my cigar club guys, and I said it, I'm going to try to get there. And Andy and I almost did it. I'm going to see him and his beautiful wife Elise soon. But and Bob owes me tacos, and you know I can go down the list. I got friends in Atlanta. Kevin, when you get there, we're going to do barbecue. Guy says he makes the best barbecue ever. Okay, Jim, we're going to find out. So I want you to understand you're part of this. This is not my journey. This is our journey. Anyway, I want to play this clip. It's the beginning of the clip that I played earlier where Tucker was excoriating Nikki Haley and Reid Hoffman and Sununu, the governor of New Hampshire, because they're trying to stack the deck against Trump in New Hampshire. They would love to get a Nikki Haley win and act as if she's got momentum. It's all bought and paid for. She's spending $3 million a week in New Hampshire. And I mean, she's been doing this for weeks. Well, it's just like Iowa. Vivek went to all the different, I think he said, 99 different counties in Iowa. So did DeSantis. What did it get him? A big fat loss. Trump is sticky, and he's sticky for a reason. And the only thing he's got to work on, and one of my friends, his name is Richard, we talked about this, Trump's got to push back on racism. He's got to win over the black cultural revolution that's been happening for a long time. He's got to win them over, and he's got to get them telling the media you're lying, telling the social media people you're lying. He's got to get them pushing back on all this nonsense. Because at our heart, including black leftists, really do want a way out. They just need somebody to show them the way. One of the projects that Richard and I are working on and others is to do exactly that. So anyway, let me play this clip of Tucker before I run out of time.
What would happen if we held an election the way that Americans used to do it just a few years ago? We should try that sometime. Here's how it would work. Everyone would vote on the same day in person. You would show up and present an ID, just like you do at the airport or the liquor store. Then you'd mark your preferences on a piece of paper. You'd do it manually. There would be no electronic voting machines. There would be no drop boxes or absentee ballots. The poll workers would probably be people that you recognize from your own zip code. They'd be your neighbors. They would not be employees of Mark Zuckerberg from California. As for the names on the ballot, you would get to choose those yourself, as citizens do in a democracy. Judges wouldn't be allowed to tell you who you can vote for and who you can't vote for. You'd get to decide. And then once you voted, nobody could order a stop to the vote counting. That would be illegal. So you would know the results of the election in just a few hours, and you would feel pretty confident that they were pretty real. That's how we used to do it in this country. What would happen if we tried it again? Well, as it happens, the state of Iowa did that very thing last night. They had their caucuses. That's the first contest in the 2024 presidential cycle. It all felt very retro, very non-third world. But the results were interesting. Here they are. Donald Trump won 51% of the vote. Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida got 21%. Nikki Haley got 19%. In other words, Donald Trump won decisively. At this point, it's hard to see how he's not the Republican nominee, because he didn't just win last night. He triumphed overwhelmingly by a historic margin. Trump won the Iowa caucuses by about 30 points. That's more than double the previous record that was set in 1988 by Bob Dole. So last night was not close. It was a shocking blowout. Trump did to Iowa what the Vikings once did to the Irish coast. Only smoldering huts remain. Chris Wallace looked like he was going to be sick. On the other channels, they cast about looking for an explanation for this unexpected calamity. Here was NBC News's, quote, explanation.
This is a state that is overrepresented by white Christians that are going to participate in these caucuses,
yes,
especially tonight. Earlier today, reached out to Robbie Jones, from the Public Religion Research Institute, knowing that we were going to talk about Iowa. And this is a hyper-evangelical white state. But I asked him, what do they get out of supporting Donald Trump? Because he keeps losing, he keeps delivering losses and losses and losses. And he said the following. They see themselves as the rightful inheritors of this country, and Trump has promised to give it back to them. All the things that we think about electability, about, you know, what are people gaining out, or none of that matters when you believe that God has given you this country, that it is yours, and that everyone who is not a white conservative Christian is a fraudulent American.
Oh, the whites. You can see Chris Hayes just repeating himself. I just want to keep my job. But they're very upset. And at some point, it'll be interesting after all these many years to discover why a certain sort of person fears Donald Trump to the point of hysteria. There's an awful lot going on there, much more than we publicly acknowledge. But in the meantime, it is enough to know who NBC News believes is at fault for yesterday's history-altering calamity in Iowa. It was the whites, the Christian whites. You knew that. And if you're being honest, you can see why NBC is so upset. At this hour, millions of devout Christian whites are streaming illegally over our borders, toting their blonde children in their prayer books. And in the process, they're wrecking our schools and hospitals and cities and raising the cost of living and hiking the crime rate. We're watching an invasion by the Christian whites. It's scary. But it's not just NBC that feels this way. Joe Biden's entire reelection message is based on hating these dangerous Christian whites. You heard it unmistakably in his speech last week to a black church in Charleston. You should watch the whole thing online if you'd like a preview of every Democratic presidential campaign to come for the next generation. It's the Robert Mugabe strategy. The real problem, Joe Biden explained, is the whites. They did it. Never mind that white people's life expectancy is dropping faster than any other group in America, thanks in large part to suicide, and that they will soon be a minority in the country their ancestors founded. If anything, these trends aren't accelerating fast enough, says Mugabe Biden. There are too many white people. It's their fault. So Democrats and the media have been saying species of this for years, as you know, and they say it both because apparently it works politically and because they sincerely believe it. And there's no sign they plan to stop any time in our lifetimes. But for now, they have a more pressing problem on their hands, and that's how to stop Donald Trump and his white Christian campaign. And that's a tough one, and it's made tougher by last night's results. Thankfully, they have a plan, and the plan is Nikki Haley. Now, Haley, frankly, underperformed last night. They told us she was surging in Iowa. She was not surging. Nobody really likes her. She came in third by a thin margin, and that denies the media the chance to declare her the one true alternative to Donald Trump. But don't expect them to give up on Nikki Haley. A Nikki Haley presidency is a lot like a war with Iran. It's a terrible idea. No normal person wants it. But because a small, well-funded group of extremely enthusiastic activists are determined to have it anyway, we are perpetually on the verge of getting it.
Well, there you have it. Aren't you sick of it? Aren't you sick of you're being challenged on your race? Something you have no control over. They don't like the fact that you're part of the religious right. You're the best people on the planet. They don't like you. They want to shoehorn in somebody else. And you know what's funny? DeSantis was the guy. He still beat Nikki Haley. But now, nope, they got to shift it over. There really are Dr. Evils out there, folks, that don't care what you think. They don't care what you want. They will give you what they think you need.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.